House Democrats Delay Vote on Anti-Hate Resolution. By Joshua Kaplan on March 7, 2019. House Democrat leadership on Thursday delayed a scheduled vote to make minor tweaks to a resolution condemning various forms of hate in response to Representative Ilhan Omar's DMN, latest anti-Semitic outbursts sparked turmoil within the party. Politico's Heather Cagle reports some groups, including the Hispanic Caucus, were not adequately represented in the resolution. Cagle notes that Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, raised concerns that anti-Latino bigotry was left out of the measure. House Democrats were slated to unveil a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and other variations of bigotry against minorities as they tried to end the swirling controversy around Omar's comments against Israel. The House is still expected to vote on the measure Thursday. A draft of the 7-page document condemns anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim bigotry as hateful expressions of intolerance contradictory to the values and aspirations of the United States and rejects the perpetuation of anti-Semitic stereotypes worldwide. Earlier Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, refused to call on Omar to apologize, claiming the freshman congresswoman didn't realize her controversial statements about Israel would sound anti-Semitic. Omar's comment that a pledge of allegiance to the Jewish state is expected of lawmakers sparked enough outrage to split Democrats and throw their agenda into question. Some Democrats wanted a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, while others said that would have unfairly singled out the Minnesota Democrat. Of Omar, Pelosi said, "I do not believe she understood the full weight of her words. These words have a history and a cultural impact." Earlier this year, Omar apologized for a 2012 tweet in which she said Israel had hypnotized America. And last month, she apologized for suggesting that members of Congress support Israel because they are paid to do so. That earned her stern rebukes from Pelosi and House Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Elliot Engel, DNY, among others. This time, Engel declared that Omar's suggestion about divided loyalties was a vile stereotype that had no place on his committee. The Associated Press contributed to this report.